It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the first week of trading for the month of November, and by the time the week ended, we kind of saw the market finishing somewhat close to unchanged. It looked like we're, again, spinning our wheels, looking for direction. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the week's performance.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, we wrapped up the first week of trading for November, and we brought in some strength into the Minneapolis wheat market and into the soybean market. Most of the strength coming from exports, confirmation that China was in and bought some spring wheat as well as some soybeans from the U.S. That helped to support those two markets, but the rest of the grains continued to see a little bit of pressure come into play, mainly because of technical selling and lack of news. Right now, we're kind of in a spot where we're waiting for the government to reopen. We will see a November crop production report. That will give the market some direction, especially it'll help get everybody back to the same page as far as supply and demand for most of the crops, which will help be helpful, and then we can move forward from there. Now, it does appear that there could possibly be a resolution to the government shutdown, and that will certainly help bring reports back into play. So then we can see more supply and demand numbers coming at a more regular basis. But as we mentioned, for the first week of November, we did finish with the grains mainly mixed. Minneapolis wheat seeing some strength because of confirmation that China was in buying, and also because of unwinding of spreads between the winter wheat contracts and the spring wheat contract. Minneapolis has been the short side of the spread, and traders are starting to unwind that spread as they buy out of Minneapolis and sell the Chicago and Kansas City market. For the week, Minneapolis was up about 5 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 6 to 6.5. We saw 4 to 5 cent losses in Kansas City. Corn market struggled. Technical selling pressured that market as we couldn't cross over that 435 area, at least not consistently. Corn finished down 2 to 4 cents. Soybeans were a little bit higher. They were up 1 to 2 cents, mainly because of the export demand. Soybean meal lost $4.50. Soybean oil was up a buck. Canola finished up $3 to $4. In the meats, we continue to see the cattle market get hammered off of uncertainty about what's going to happen in the government sector. That certainly put some pressure in on the cattle markets as live cattle dropped anywhere from $8 to $8.50. Feeder cattle were down $12 to $12.50. Hogs followed along behind, closing down $2 to $3. In the outside markets, crude oil was down $1.10. Gold was up $22. The dollar was about a quarter of a cent lower, and we saw over a 500-point loss in the Dow.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.